Good morning, good people. It is 4th July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. The readings are from Amos chapter 9 verses 11 to 15 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 9 verses 14 to 17. As we conclude the book of prophet Amos, God promises through him that God wants to offer our initial glory, happiness and peace. God is interested to restore, rebuild, revive, and repair whatever is broken and fallen in our life. Quote, I will bring out the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities. Unquote. Amos chapter 9 verse 14. This is a very special day for the people of Israel. It is a day of judgment of the Lord to save God's people. The unconditional restoration happens through the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Quote, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Unquote. Romans chapter 11 verse 26. God is not satisfied with the temporary patchy works, rather permanent and lasting restoration. Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Amos. Quote, he is the one who will build a house for my name. Unquote. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 13. A time of supernatural abundance in days to come is possible only by God through God's only begotten Son. The restoration looks like a land flowing with milk and honey to the mountain with the drip new wine. God shifts from wrath to mercy in dealing with his chosen people. Just like people of Israel, we too are privileged to enjoy the permanent blessings of the Lord when we return to the Lord. The former things will not be remembered. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17. God will not remember our past sins and failures, but rewards our faith in Jesus. God wanted to replace with something completely new in the life of Israel. The responsorial psalm praises, the Lord speaks of peace to his people. Psalm 85 verse 9. What part of my life need restoration and revival? Jesus clarifies in the gospel that he did not come for a patch up and partly work, rather he desires to heal us completely and fill us with the freshness and newness. Jesus did not give us an updated version of Judaism and of the old covenant. Jesus gave us a new commandment of love. Peace comes by putting pieces together, which our selfishness and sins have fragmented it. It is not just looking at our brokenness we become happy. Rather, looking up to Jesus, we become whole, saved, and blessed. Discerning and doing God's will be the fresh approach to the offer of God's vision and grace, love, and mercy and forgiveness. Let us not in a hurry to throw the past without providing the appropriate present that is not patchy and mismatched. In building and bringing out the new paradigm, let us not destroy the progressive vision of the trajectories of the past. In the quest of finding the lost, we must not forget the past. Whether we are old or young, we need to be open to embrace new way of life, vision to taste, and participate in the new wine, the most holy Eucharist. May the Lord help us to accept that restoration and rebuilding of our life. May you have a good day. God bless you.